We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, blessed viewers, and welcome. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Nutul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Our newest addition is channel 56 on Vision Cable TV in Cameroon's largest city, Douala.
You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Australia promises over $70 million for better roads in the Philippines. In good governance news, Britain promotes eco-friendly get-a-bag habit. In media news, vegan American actress Natalie Portman co-creates a web portal for movie enthusiasts. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, May 7th, the highly regarded Indian poet and mystic Rabindranath Tagore was born in Kolkata, formerly known as Calcutta, in 1861. He was the first Nobel Prize recipient in Asia when he was honored with an award in literature in 1913 for his devotional poetry collection Gitanjali, or Song Offerings. The Vishvabharatihe University, which is well known around the world for the study of Indology and international cultural relations, was founded by Mr. Tagore. His creative brilliance was also reflected in novels, paintings, and songs. Janganman, or Thou Art the Ruler of All Minds, was adopted as the national anthem of India in 1950. The legacy of Rabindranath Tagore lives on in his God-loving words, such as the following verse from Gitanjali: "Where the mind is led forward by thee into ever-widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my Father, let my country awake."
Fly-in news. Latin American earthquakes shake Guatemala, El Salvador, and Venezuela. In Guatemala, a strong 6.1 tremor struck 68 kilometers from Guatemala City. There was no reported damage, although the quake was felt as far away as El Salvador, where nerves were rattled. Venezuela also reported a 5.4 magnitude quake early Monday morning, 14 kilometers southwest of Los Teques, with no reported casualties. Many people left their houses for fear of an aftershock, and police were sent to patrol and help maintain an atmosphere of calm. "We are very thankful for everyone's safety and the assistance of the government personnel. May all those affected by the quake soon return to the tranquility of their everyday lives as we strive to ease disturbing events such as these through more harmonious ways of living with our environment."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
6 meses, 12 libras, pero buen niño.
Red Crescent restores visions in Somalia. A medical camp has been set up in Hargeisa City in northwestern Somalia by a team of experts from the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority to provide free treatment for patients who have lost their sight and those with other types of eye conditions. The delegation, consisting of several medics and paramedics as well as ophthalmologists and surgeons, completed 12 surgeries on their first day. With hundreds of people seeking treatment, the delegation has set up a second facility at a local hospital. United Arab Emirates and the Red Crescent Authority are grateful appreciation and Allah bless your brotherly assistance to the Somalis in need. Your caring and expert assistance surely brings many people comfort and hope, as well as the priceless gift of restored vision. Second swine flu fatality occurs in U.S. Following the recent passing of a toddler who was visiting from Mexico, the Texas State Department of Health announced that a U.S. resident in her 30s has now also succumbed to the swine flu.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the number of confirmed cases in the U.S. has grown to 680 in 41 states as of Wednesday. The total number of swine flu cases globally has increased to nearly 2,000.
Among the newest cases are two in Missouri, USA, and six in Alberta, Canada, including one young girl who is the country's first to be hospitalized with the illness. Suspected cases in Europe are also being evaluated to determine whether conditions exist for the World Health Organization to escalate the swine flu to level 6, or the highest level of pandemic alert. A study conducted at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, explains that the swine flu is deadly for some and not others due to the ability of the virus to paralyze the immune system of otherwise healthy people, which then leads to a bacterial infection that causes the flu to become more deadly. John Weary, PhD, deputy editor of the Journal of Leukocyte Biology, in which the study was published, stated, "Despite major medical advances since the devastating flu outbreaks of 1918 and 1919, influenza virus infections remains a very serious threat, and the current swine flu outbreak is a grim reminder of this fact."
Dr. George Rutherford, MD, professor, and head of the Division of Preventative Medicine and Public Health at the University of California, San Francisco, USA, and director of the Institute for Public Health, explained why people are more vulnerable to newer influenza viruses.
"The problem with influenza is that it has 8 gene fragments, and they can get switched around as it moves through species. And so as you pick up new strains or switch out pieces of these gene fragments, you know, potential exists for the influenza to change its surface proteins and not be recognized by, you know, people's immune system. It's just become something new and unrecognizable.
Dr. Rutherford also spoke of a growing public awareness and trend toward plant-based foods for optimal health.
Given the fact that there isn't enough land to raise these animals in such a healthy fashion, do you think it's incumbent upon health care officials to suggest that the government encourage more eating of plant-based meals in order to ensure adequate nutrition and at the same time healthy animal populations?
Yeah, it's a real, you know, that's the real bottom line question. You know, I think public health has a major voice to add to the discussion. Over the years, you're going to see more protein coming from vegetable and in people's diets in the developed world, and you know, sort of a greater number of calories, not only not just proteins, coming from plant sources.
Our heartfelt sympathies go out to all those who have lost loved ones as we continue to pray for everyone's safety from this unpredictably devastating virus. We thank Dr. Rutherford, the researchers at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and all scientists for their ongoing efforts to protect human life. And we look forward to stepping together towards solutions that ensure the well-being of the public, such as the life-affirming vegan diet.
First family members Malia and Sasha Obama invited to sign veg petition. The two first family sisters in the United States were recently invited to lend their support to a campaign sponsored by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine to bring vegetarian meal options to public schools. Winter Grace Williams, daughter of U.S. talk show host Montel Williams, authored the letter of invitations to the two sisters, in which she wrote of her desire for children everywhere to have access to delicious, healthy, meat-free meals.
The answer is this: veggie chili, veggie burgers, healthy foods.
Winter Grace, now 14, went veg about 4 years ago herself because she loves animals. What a great initiative, Winter Grace Williams. Thank you for being veg and wanting to share the benefits with others, including First Family sisters Malia and Sasha Obama. Our viewers, too, can sign the petition by going to healthyschoollunches.org. Wishing everyone bon appetit and veg health.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals.
Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Chad and Sudan looking forward together. During reconciliation talks in Qatar, officials from the two countries signed a peace agreement. In addition to cultivating harmony between their nations, this accord could also help in bringing peace to Darfur. Qatar's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Ahmad Abdullah Al Mahmoud, commented, "The agreement stipulates the halting of hostilities, and everyone is now looking to the future. Our respectful accolades, Chad and Sudan, on your new accord. With heaven's grace, may the people of both your beautiful nations live in shared understanding and lasting peace."
World Press Freedom Day commemorated. Originally established by the United Nations to raise awareness about the vital importance of freedom of expression, the event was marked on Sunday with a ceremony in Doha, Qatar, at which Her Highness Sheikha Moza bint Nasser al-Misnad of Qatar spoke of the importance of freedom in the course of human history. The ceremony also included a tribute and World Press Freedom Day Prize awarded posthumously to Sri Lankan journalist Lasantha Wickramathunga. Finally, the European Commission opened submissions to this year's prestigious Lorenzo Natali Prize, awarded in partnership with Reporters Without Borders and the World Association of Newspapers, to those who demonstrate journalistic excellence and a commitment to human rights, democracy, and development. We join in commemoration of World Press Freedom Day as we laud media members everywhere for their courage and integrity in bringing accurate and timely information to all corners of the world. May they be ever protected in carrying out their valued work.
Save our planet. USGS shows how lethal mercury accumulates in the oceans. A report from U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, documents the migration of mercury as an industrial airborne pollutant to the water, where it then spreads through the oceans and into marine life. Previous studies have shown that 75% of human mercury exposure originates from consumption of marine animals such as fish and shellfish.
Furthermore, the USGS found that water mercury levels had increased a full 30% from the mid-90s to 2006, with further increases likely. Mercury's toxic effects include damage or even destruction of nerve tissue, with health concerns that can include lifelong impairment passed from expectant mothers to their children. The effect on aquatic life can be equally severe, involving stunted growth, physical deformities, and shorter lifespan. Commenting on the breadth of the report, U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar said, "We have always known that mercury can pose a risk. Now we need to reduce the mercury emissions so that we can reduce the ocean's mercury levels."
U.S. Geological Service scientists, many thanks for helping highlight the significant health risks of mercury for humans and sea animals alike. May everyone choose the safety of a seafood-free lifestyle as we strive to better the environment for ourselves and our aquatic co-inhabitants.
In a July 2008 video conference addressing dignitaries and guests at the Heart Touch Tour exhibition in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Qinghai reminded of the need to lead eco-conscious lifestyles to ensure the welfare of our marine co-inhabitants.
Our species suffer similar fates because we also drain our chemical substance, insecticides, pesticides, into the rivers, into the lakes, into the ocean. So we lost many of these precious species. We lost many, many of us because they are us. And we also lose ourselves, many of us, human, because of these substances, the poisonous substances, even from the farm industry. And we still not wake up yet. So we must protect the environment and the wild. They can take care of themselves. If the environments are friendly and conducive to a healthy lifestyle, then the wild will never get sick. The wild will have no problem.
Save our planet. Dr. James Hansen addresses university students on climate change. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, expert climatologist traveled on speaking engagements to several universities recently, where he discussed the many potentially disastrous impacts of global warming. Citing his concern to save the planet not for his own life, but for future generations,
Dr. Hansen stated, "We have the obligation of returning it to them in equal or better condition. With research showing current carbon dioxide levels of 385 parts per million, Dr. Hansen reminded that safe levels are at around 350 parts per million. Reducing greenhouse gas emissions quickly were thus the focus of his talks, which included stops at the University of Utah, Middlebury College in Vermont, and a 350 climate conference at Columbia University in New York. Our continued gratitude, Dr. James Hansen, for your tireless, noble efforts to increase awareness of the perilous state of our Earth. May all heed your expert recommendations and act now to ensure our world safe and habitable tomorrow."
Save our planet. South Korea-based electronics firm Samsung is the first to introduce LED high-definition TVs to the Indian market, which are 70% slimmer and offer more than 40% greater energy efficiency and eco-friendliness than previous LCD models.
Save our planet. During his Royal Highness Prince Charles May Day Summit on climate change in London, England, Mayor Boris Johnson pledges $4.5 million US dollars to create green jobs in 10 low-carbon zones throughout the city.
Save our planet. The U.S. Interior Department has allocated $300 million U.S. dollars to the Bureau of Land Management for the initiation of sustainable energy projects nationwide.
Save our planet. The European Union and Japan have reached an agreement to cooperate in reaching emission reduction goals to replace the Kyoto Protocol.
Hoppy the Hispid Hare, and I am happily following a cool vegan diet. I'm here with a tip of the day. During the warmer weather, some of our ant friends like to enter into houses. Sprinkle cinnamon in areas where the ants crawl, and they will avoid those places. It's an environmentally sensitive method, plus it smells nice. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
world news, Australia promises over $70 million to better the roads in the Philippines. The funds will be used to restore and maintain over 1,000 kilometers of roads in 10 provinces in the areas of Visayas and Mindanao. Ambassador to the Philippines, Rod Smith, said the five-year project is expected to promote social and economic development. He stated better roads will also improve access to jobs, health services, and essential social and education facilities in rural and regional areas. Since 2008, Australia has donated about $92 million to programs in the Philippines. Our sincere thanks, Australia, and God bless your generous support. May the improved infrastructure assist the gentle Philippine people on a path to a thriving and sustainable nation.
In good governance news, the United Kingdom promotes eco-friendly get-a-bag habit. This campaign encourages shoppers to regularly use cloth, jute, or extra-strong carrying bags. Along with the British Retail Consortium, the seven leading supermarkets have pledged to reduce the number of plastic bags by 50%. Minister for Farming and the Environment, Ms. Jane Kennedy, said, "We simply can't continue using the billions of new plastic bags we do each year. It's such a huge waste and a visible symbol of our throwaway society." Our respectful appreciation, Mr. Kennedy, the United Kingdom government, the British Consortium, and participating supermarkets for taking this earth-protective step. May all leaders, organizations, and individuals work together to create a safe and flourishing planet. Coming up, American vegan actress helps share insider information on filmmaking. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for our life-giving world. More informative news soon on Supreme Master Television when we return. Please stay tuned.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a thriving world. In media news, Making Of gives access to the world of filmmaking. The web portal makingof.com was co-founded by vegan American actress and producer Miss Natalie Portman and film development company founder Miss Christine Aylward, also from the United States. Their goal is to offer fans a deeper view into the process of creation in the entertainment industry. Those involved in making movies, such as actors, directors, and writers, will talk about their craft. In addition, interested people can share ideas on a community forum. Ms. Portman said, "I love what I do and feel grateful to have the opportunity to share it with those who find the filmmaking world as exciting as I do." Double bravo, Natalie and Christine, for your innovative site that many are sure to enjoy. May fantastic movies continue to enrich and inspire us all.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke of the day entitled Easy to Fly, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Two men were sitting next to each other on the bus, and one said, "You know, I can fly." The second one said, "Wow, really? So how come you're sitting here in the bus?" The first guy said, "Well, because I like a piece of paper." "Oh, what kind of paper is that?" "Oh, it's called airplane ticket."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
من بهروز هستم، 29 سالمه از ایران. از برنامه های شما بسیار سپاسگزارم. من حدود 2 ماهه که گیاهخوار شدم و هر روز برنامه های خوب شما رو میبینم و به دوستانم هم سفارش میکنم که این کانال خوب را ببینن. با آرزوی موفقیت بیشتر برای شما، سلام مخصوص من را به استاد چینگ های برسانید و بگید خیلی دوستشون دارم. راستش من میخواهم متشرف بشم، لطفا من را راهنمایی کنید که چی کار کنم. ضمناً به استاد بفرمایید برام دعای خیر بفرماید. بسیار سپاسگزارم. بهروز از ایران.
Warm-hearted Behruz, congratulations on your vegetarian diet. That is such good news. As for learning the Kuan Yin method of meditation, the contemplation of the inner light and sound, a representative can provide further information. You have a loving reply from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Hi, Behruz. It's great to welcome you into our global home. May Allah bless your life with abundance and love. Ching Hai.
Do you have a Heartline today? Please send your comments to heartline@suprememastertv.com. Log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May our world be blessed with friendship and harmony among all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Japan's Foreign Minister Hirofumi Nakasone met with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, where the two spoke of their wish to enhance bilateral relations.
Iranian sculptor Shojahedin Shahabi exhibits wooden art forms that meld modern 3D shapes with traditional Iranian arts at the Sabah Cultural and Artistic Institute in Tehran, Iran.
The French government and Doctors Without Borders donate 2 field hospitals and staff to assist persons displaced by internal conflict in the Sri Lankan communities of Vanya and Manar.
Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith meets with Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud and other dignitaries to discuss free trade agreements between the two countries.
Nepalese Foreign Minister Upendra Yadav meets with his counterpart Bruno Rodriguez of Cuba in Havana to discuss cooperation in areas such as trade, human resources, and tourism.
A 15-truck aid convoy from the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization, or JHCO, is delivering 91 tons of various relief items to residents in Gaza Strip, Palestine.
Yemen and Malaysia discuss achievements in academic cooperation, exchanging scholarships, professors, and funding joint scientific projects between their countries.
During his visit to Qatar to attend the Doha Forum, Finnish Prime Minister Matti Vanhanen met with Qatari Emir Sheikh Ahmad bin Khalifa Al Thani to further their country's relations.
President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo of the Philippines asked for help from Syria and the Organization of Islamic Conference, or OIC, to reach peace in the Philippines' Mindanao region.
To ease the movement of people between their countries, South Africa is lifting travel requirements to allow Zimbabwean immigrants visa-free visits for up to 90 days.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.